We have all seen them. Most all of us have visited them. Psychic readers, metaphysical shops, spiritual consultants, and if you're really serious, you may have even made the pilgrimage to Sedona. Whether you have or have not been taken in by this multi-million dollar industry whose primary products are circular logic, false hope, linguistic dances, and cunning deception, it makes no difference. It is time to learn the methods of these charlatans so you can protect yourself against their ruses and dodges. Not to discount the fun you will have with these skills at your disposal. I will let you and your imagination figure out what to do with them. I am here to teach you the skills, techniques, and deceptions that are used every day, everywhere, on unsuspecting victims. Psychics don't rely on tips from the spiritual realm to warn them of impending disasters. Psychics don't predict their own deaths or diseases. They go to the dentist like the rest of us. They are as surprised and disturbed as the rest of us when they have to call a plumber or an electrician to fix some defect at home. Their planes are delayed without their being able to anticipate the delays. If they want to know something about Abraham Lincoln, they go to the library. They don't try to talk to Abe's spirit. In short, psychics live by the known laws of nature, except when they're playing their psychic games with people. Psychics aren't overly worried about other psychics reading their minds and revealing their innermost secrets to the world. And no casino has ever banned psychics from the gaming room. Why? Simply put, there is no need. Summary of the topics covered in this section. The scam. This will blow your mind. Learn the terrifying secret behind the scam that psychics use to dupe every single person, Mark, with an unbelievably overt phrase that mocks the very participant. Cold reading. Cold reading is a series of generalizing and rephrasing techniques used by psychics, fortune tellers, and the like to determine or express details about another person. Hot reading. Hot reading is the gathering and use of foreknowledge about the client by the psychic reader. Forer-Barnum effect. The Forer effect is also called the Barnum effect after P.T. Barnum's astute observation that we've got something for everyone. He noticed that, statistically, individuals will give high accuracy ratings to descriptions of their personality that supposedly are tailored specifically for them. Psychics gone wrong. Here, I describe how most psychics attempt to weave their way out of mistakes.